Sasha Kulam Paragimo Mishnah Gimo Velu Trefas Ba'op. The following fatal defect would render an oath a trefa and it would not be kosher Adei Shechita. Nekuvas Havesha. If the esophagus got a hole in it, it would be a trefa. Suka Hagargeret. Or if the windpipe, the trachea, got cut, Hiksa Chulda Arosha Makom Sheosa Osa Trefa. If a weasel struck it on its head in a place where it could become a trefa, if it was struck in the head in a place where it's possible the membrane of the brain might have been punctured, it would be considered a trefa. Nikav HaKorkova. If the gizzard got a hole in it, the gizzard is surrounded by muscle tissue and a pouch, if they both got a hole in it, it's considered a trefa. Nikvu HaDakin. If the intestine got a hole in it, Nafla Laor V'Nechmru B'nei Me'eha. If it fell into a fire, and because of that, the insides got shrunk and they changed color. Imurukin su. If the organs that are normally red change color to green because of the fire, then it's possible it's considered a trefa. Imadumin. But if those red organs are still red, even if they became a deeper red because of the fire, then the oaf is kosher. It's not considered a trefa. Drasa utarfa b'kaifa. If a person stepped on an oaf or pushed it up against the wall, Osheritaksa behema umefar ketos, or a behema smashed it and it's still fluttering its wing. After it was smashed up by a person or a behema, it can still flutter its wing, but it can't walk normally. This is called risak evarma, just like we had in Mishnah Aleph that a behema that falls off a roof, even though we don't see any specific defect, we have to be concerned that maybe there's some kind of internal wound. So over here also we're concerned that maybe it has an internal wound, so therefore we cannot shecht it right away. If we do so, it would be considered a trefa. V'shasa me'ez le'ez u'shachta k'sherim. But if, after it was trampled by a person or a behema, you waited 24 hours and you shechted it, it's kosher. Since it survived 24 hours, we are not concerned anymore that it had an internal wound, and it's not a trefa. Sachas Kulam Paragimel Mishnah Dala Ve'eluk Sheris Bo. The following defects would not render an oaf a trefa, and it would be mutter to eat the oaf ayidei shechita. Nikfa hagargeres oshenistika. If the esophagus got a hole in it, or it was slit, it would not be a trefa in that case. Hiksa chulda arosha, makom shena oso sa trefa. If it was struck by a weasel on its head, but it was struck in a place where it cannot become a trefa, it was struck in a place where we know for sure that the membrane surrounding the brain was not punctured. Nikab hazeva. If the crop was punctured, it would not be a trefa, but if it was removed, it would be a trefa. Rebbe oimer afilu nitl. Rebbe argues, he says, even if the crop was removed, it would not be a trefa. Rebbe is not talking about where the entire crop was removed, just a substantial part was removed. But if the entire crop was removed, even Rebbe would admit that it is a trefa. Yartu b'nei me'al v'lo nikfu. If the intestines came out but were not punctured, it would not be a trefa. Nishtabru gapeha. If the wings were broken, it would not be a trefa. If the wings were dislocated, though, it would be a trefa. The reason why a dislocation is more chomer is because we're afraid that the process of the dislocation, maybe part of the lung got wrenched away, as this is a distinct possibility that the wing, by being pulled, would cause the lung to be wrenched away. Number two, knafeha. If the feathers were plucked, that would not render it a trefa. Rabbi Huda, amen, nitla hanoitza psula. Rabbi Huda says, if the down, the small little feathers that cover the oak, got removed, then it would be possible it would have a din of a trefa and would not be kosher ayidei shechita. As Rabbi Huda compared this to what we saw in Mishnah Beis by a behemoth, if the skin got peeled off, it would be considered a trefa. So too over here, if the nose, the down feathers got removed, it would be considered a trefa.